Mr. Nixon has shown no contrite heart, no remorse. He hasn't given us any facts concerning Watergate. He's even in his most recent statement, seemed to be apart from those who participated in Watergate, as though he were not a participant and had no complicity whatsoever in Watergate. And if we are to protect ourselves in the future against a recurrence of Watergate-related incidents, it seems to me at the least we should know the president's involvement in those activities, and the president has done that.
I'm pleased indeed that the president did take this action, and I think it's going to help to get this whole Watergate business behind us, and it's going to help to heal the wounds, in my opinion, and help us to reunite our country, avoid the divisiveness which would certainly come from a long, drawn-out and anguishing trial which the president would experience if we put him on trial as an ordinary criminal.
Okay.
General, in a way that I think sets an undesirable precedent. Secondly, it sets a precedent with respect to the future that could be dangerous. The Constitution, in dealing with the impeachment power, expressly states that subsequent to impeachment, presidents are subject to indictment in the criminal process, and the action of the president has the effect of aborting that. Thirdly, it sets precedents with respect to the president that raises questions about others who were involved in the Watergate crimes and the Watergate activities, as well as, of course, the president's proposal for conditional pardon or amnesty of those who served in Vietnam.
What has happened to the basic premise of Anglo-Saxon law on American justice, something called equal justice under law? What happens to the trial on September 30th? Involving a number of his closest associates in the White House. I think this is the disturbing part of it. And I must say that it has raised questions that go to the heart of our whole judicial and system of justice in America.
Well, I'm afraid that my feeling is a feeling that a lot of Americans are going to have, and that is, what does it do to the American concept that everyone is treated equally before the law in the criminal justice system? And also, what impact will it have on the criminal justice system of the United States, is based on the proposition that no man is above the law?